The Man You Meet in Heaven, written by Debbie Vigiano and read by Allie Croker.
Chapter 1. "Mum, please," I implored. "Give me a break, eh?" I unhooked my handbag from the back of the kitchen chair and stood up. "Where are you going?" my mother asked, stubbing her ciggy out on her coffee saucer. "Tesco. I need some shopping." "You're running away from me," she accused, narrowing her eyes through an exhaled plume of smoke. I tutted. "Mother, if I wanted to run away from you, it wouldn't be to Tesco." I grabbed my car keys from underneath a wrinkled apple, languishing in the fruit bowl on the table. "I'd choose somewhere far-flung, on the other side of the world, where you wouldn't be able to hound me to attend your dinner parties and cosy up to Marjorie Jackson's buck-toothed and bespectacled unmarried son." "What is it with you, Hattie Green?" my mother frowned. She always called me by my full name when irked, probably because she knew it irked me. It was high time I abandoned my old married surname. "I'll have you know," she sniffed, "that Mark is a very nice boy." "He's nearly 43, hardly a boy." "You're forgetting that you'll be that age on your next birthday." "Thanks for reminding me." "And Mark doesn't have buck teeth. He just has an unusual dental arrangement. And what's wrong with wearing glasses, Hattie? You wear them sometimes. I've seen you reading those soppy romances, a pair of specs perched on your nose. You could do a lot worse than Marjorie's boy." I refrained from saying that surely I could also do a lot better. I had nothing against buck-toothed, bespectacled men. I just didn't want one for a boyfriend. Nor, for that matter, did I even want a boyfriend. "You're still a nice-looking woman, Hattie, but you don't make the most of yourself. It's almost like you deliberately want to be unattractive." "Cheers," I said huffily, patting my scruffy hoodie's pockets for my mobile phone. My ex-husband had once told me that I looked a bit like Cameron Diaz. These days I looked more like another Cameron. David. My mother had a point. "Looks fade, Hattie. You need to stop being so fussy about a potential suitor." Only my mother would use a word like suitor. My son wandered into the kitchen looking for something to snack on. Like most 16-year-olds, Finn was perpetually hungry. He picked up the battered apple from the fruit bowl and eyed it suspiciously. "This looks a bit past it," he said. "Like your mother," Mum murmured. I ignored her, took the apple from him and chucked it in the bin. "I'll buy some more," I promised. "Never mind the apples," said my mother to her grandson. "It's Saturday, and your mum is prepared to spend tonight in front of the telly. Please tell her, Finn, that it's about time she got herself a boyfriend." My son gave me a sympathetic glance. He was quite used to his grandmother's matchmaking attempts. "If mum wants a boyfriend, Granny, I'll help her get one on Tinder." "Tinder?" my mother queried. "What's that?" "The dating app. You download it to your mobile phone. It's more or less how everybody meets these days." My mother looked shocked. "Where's the fun in that?" Finn shrugged. "Busy people with busy lives seem to like it. Cuts out the middle person, Granny," he said dryly. But his words were lost on my mother, who, even now, was beginning to look distracted, as her thoughts no doubt wandered to the possibilities of suggesting a little soiree with pals Edith and Rose. Both of them had middle-aged sons who were recently divorced, and both women were desperate to see them remarried. Edith and Rose wanted their spare bedrooms back, and they were fed up washing size 9 socks and ironing a mountain of man-sized shirts. In my village there was a small army of frustrated 70-something females who'd had their golden years rudely interrupted by balding sons too broke paying maintenance to get back on the property ladder. "Right, I'm off," I said to Finn. "Anything you want in particular, other than apples, or any special requests for dinner?"